Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
It's Jodie and Amy here on Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9, and we're coming live loud and proud from the Global AIDS Conference in Melbourne. And we have a surprise guest with us. We have Australian Green Senator Richard Di Natale. Welcome, Richard.
G'day.
Lovely to have you here with us.
Pleasure.
You've just come from a panel session on migration and Australia's approach to permanent migration on HIV. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. What were some of the things that came out of that panel session?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the rights of people with HIV who are travelling around the world, migrant workers and so on, are severely restricted. But we've got a huge issue in our own country where people who apply for permanent migration to come to Australia, we have compulsory HIV testing, and if people are found to be HIV positive, unless they can qualify for certain exemptions, they're not allowed entry to the country. And it's based on the fact that the costs associated with treatment is purely an economic argument, and it's something that I think we should change. The only reason it's possible is because our Migration Act is exempt from discrimination laws that would prevent that from happening.
And certainly now, with HIV being addressed and can be medically addressed, why is there such a stigma attached to it still that it's such a...
Well, it's just cost. It's just purely a short-sighted cost argument. And it's not acceptable for a country like Australia to be saying to people that we're not prepared to meet people's medical expenses if they come here as a permanent resident, when we know that with treatment, people can live such long and productive lives and make a huge contribution to the country. So we just need to see that changed.
Were there any statistics coming out of the panel session on what the demographic of people with HIV were coming over? Men, women, children?
No, we didn't get a sense of that. Most people who tend to come to Australia as permanent migrants tend to be men. Often it's the male breadwinner who comes first. But of course we know that's not an issue, it's an issue that affects everybody. We also know that if you look at the international experience, that women in particular suffer greatly. Often they're left behind. Often if the husband leaves to look for economic opportunities, women are left behind in a severely depressed economic situation, and sometimes have to engage in sex work and so on to be able to feed their family, and they're at higher risk. So it's a huge problem for women. There's a huge gender component to this as well.
Mm. And certainly gay individuals who are coming across would not want to come out as well. So that's going to create...
Absolutely. Yeah. And then you look at the stigma associated with that issue, particularly in the countries that people are migrating from. It becomes a huge issue.
So should one of the topical things at the moment, and certainly it's coming out a lot more, is that countries that are anti-gay laws and some of the inhumane treatment of people from the LGBTI community in other countries. Should we be funding those countries?
Look, I think there's an argument for engagement in some situations. We've got to change the laws in those countries. I mean, the best way to address the issue of HIV is through a human rights-based approach and ending discrimination. Discrimination against gay people, discrimination against injecting drug users and so on. That's the heart of this. And once you address that systemic discrimination that exists in those countries, then you can move forward with the HIV prevention and treatment strategies. In terms of Australia's aid program, I'm reluctant to talk about Australia cutting its aid program further. We've already made some horrendous decisions when it comes to international aid and development. We've seen this government, and to be fair, previous governments before it, really cut into the international aid budget. I think if we're going to engage in providing international development assistance to those countries where there is discrimination, then we should only do it on the basis of ensuring that we can make progress in those areas. And if we're unlikely to do it, then maybe the argument to stop and to reprioritise is a sound one.
Amy, you had a question around...
Yeah, I was just thinking that medicinal cannabis has actually been in the news lately. Do you have thoughts on that?
I do. And look, medicinal cannabis is an effective treatment option for people, not just with HIV, but for people in with chronic illnesses and terminal illness, people with cancer and so on. It can be really effective to treat nausea. It can be effective for certain sorts of pain, for weight loss and so on. We should treat it like any other medication. It should be available to people under prescription, and we should just make sure that we get rid of this crazy law that says somehow because it's designated as an illicit substance, we're going to stop people who are in tremendous suffering from getting access to it.
Is there any plans from the Greens to try and combat
that? Yeah, well, in fact, I've got a federal parliamentary group off the ground. I don't think we're going to be able to do it on our own. So I've invited Labor and Liberal members, and there are a few of them who are interested in this area, to join me and to look at what we can do federally. I think what we need to get is a situation where we get people licensed to grow medicinal cannabis, we get it available under prescription, and then we change the law so that it's scheduled not as an illegal drug, but as a drug that can be provided as a medicine to people under prescription.
You were at another panel session, I think, on regional outcomes earlier.
Yes, I was at a panel session yesterday, yes, which was another interesting session. The conference has just got, it's wonderful because it addresses, you know, that question of HIV from so many different perspectives. Before I was a senator, I worked with injecting drug users and particularly HIV transmission
because
among injecting.
Because you're a doctor.
Yeah, I'm a medical doctor. That's right. Yes, no, I wasn't just freelancing.
No, sorry.
So you know, I mean, but it's a problem with so many different dimensions to it. There's the human rights based approach, there's involving communities, governments, international, I mean the UN and so on. There are so many different facets to it. And so the conference, I mean, it's something that Melbourne should be very proud of. And, you know, well done to Joy FM for doing what you're doing in bringing the attention of your listeners to what is some really important and interesting work.
Well, thank you, Senator De Natale.
Pleasure.
It's been a real pleasure having you on the show.
Pleasure.
And certainly it has been an amazing conference. So here's to some of those initiatives taking off.
And keep up the good work.
Find out how you can support Joy 94.9 and our work in the GLBTIQ community by becoming a member. Visit joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.